it's all
right. Well, you wanted me to come up with some stuff, that's so I have some things to talk about.
Throws you pretty quick. CCN, Crespo Disco, not Disco, Crespo Disco bonus episode, flubbed right in the first sentence, and I ain't going back to re-record it, because we already started. This is how it goes, it's as if we were live. You think it's a clusterfuck now, wait till we go live. Welcome to Cinema Crespo Disco bonus episode, CCN for August 2014, my name is host, Christopher Crespo. You guys can just call me Chris, no one calls me Christopher. With me, as always, co-host, co-producer, co-host this with the Moses, Andrewster Cogburn.
What did you just call me?
Andrewster.
No, it sounds awful.
Good listening, Cole.
It sounds awful.
Andrewster.
Don't ever call me that.
That sounds like its own name, Andrewster. Who's Andrewster?
Now what, now I'm a girl?
You're a political columnist for the left. You work for MSNBC.com.
I am Andrewster.
You are Andrewster. Hit the streets of Washington, D.C. looking for the scoop.
Is that my Republican alter ego?
No, it's your leftist alter ego. I'm talking like hardcore left.
Oh, hardcore. What, are we talking like Stinky Phillips?
Yes.
Is that hardcore left?
Without expanding on that, yes.
That's pretty fucking left, bro.
That's fake left. That's actually, no, that's perfect. That's TV left.
Yeah.
That's MSNBC.
Totally.
Left. That's what I'm looking for.
All right.
The opposite of, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just think of the Fox News and their rightness.
Yes.
And how it's extreme. Oh man, Fox News. Is that what we're going to be talking about? I have no
you
idea.
Tell me.
I don't know.
This is your show, dude.
I know, and I don't know what we're talking
about.
This
is your show.
This is my show. And see, the CCN bonus episode started as a chance for me to talk about stuff other than movies. Just whatever I wanted to talk about. And it was always, I was trying to do something very specific. I wanted to do like, speaking of channels like Fox and MSNBC, shit like that, you know, some sort of like magazine show,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a news show, magazine show type thing.
Oh.
But always focusing on like the worst parts of the world.
Yeah,
something. And that's something that was usually specifically like just the worst parts of humanity. Like the first few episodes, I was trying to show how it's, you know, because the whole thing out. It's Florida. Everyone hates on Florida for all the crazy shit.
They're
that
all just jealous.
Yeah, shit. Crazy shit happens everywhere, man. Right. I spent months just trying to prove people that in every state. All 50 states, and I think we did.
I'm not sure about most of them. We got through a bunch.
I think we got over 40. We got a lot of the states down that were just like, look at all the crazy shit happening in these states. And when I did that, it was depressing because I kept just coming across not even crazy stories or weird stories, but tons of stories about
there was the one
baby rape. There was a lot of stories though about heroin use being up in the very rural parts of the country where shit's super boring. What else are they gonna do, right?
Exactly, do drugs.
But heroin specifically is up amongst like the youth.
Well, it's because that shit's cheap.
Is it? I have no idea. Is it cheap?
Mm-hmm.
I always assumed heroin to be expensive.
Nah, not really.
I guess the good stuff.
Even so,
I guess you can get any drug cheap.
I mean, heroin use is up because kids are getting hooked on
the pills,
the prescription painkillers,
yeah.
and they're opiates anyway.
Yeah.
So when they can't
heroin's
get their prescription,
cheaper than scripts. That's true.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you could go out and get a bottle of Oxycontin. That's going to put you down a couple hundred dollars. You go get a bag of dope, and it won't put you down that much.
It won't? Really?
Well,
this is new information. I guess it makes sense, though. Yeah. But that's up all across the country. That's up. And I saw a lot of stories about parents killing their kids. And
sweet.
I mean, it was like rampant. It was everywhere. And
well, it's the end times, Chris.
I guess so. Or is that just the way it always is?
It's always the end times.
It is always the end times.
Always.
Now it does seem a little particularly like extra endish than normal.
Well,
what with the weather stuff being included on top of
it? Well, with the weather stuff and, you know, with the decline of America that we are witnessing.
The decline of America, but China was supposed to be the next superpower rising up. But They're flubbing. They're not their economy is sluggish.
Yep.
It hasn't grown as quickly as they expected, mm-hmm. It's weird, man. Yeah. It's weird, and they're in massive debt too. We're in debt to China.
Who's China in debt to?
Who are they in debt to? They're in debt to someone. To banks, to private interests. They're in debt to someone. I read something about Chinese debt and how
it's pretty awful.
And then what? Everything being all tied globally, economically.
We might as well just wipe the fucking slates clean. I mean, everybody owes somebody else at this point in time.
Yeah, right. If we all just paid each other back, then everyone will just be like, right, restart.
Pretty much.
So why don't we should just like yeah? I say just wipe the slate clean. Yeah. You hear that, trans, what are those three, goddamn credit unions?
I have no fucking idea.
Fuck those guys and fuck the whole credit system. That is just the worst. My tablet's at 27%. I think it'll be fine.
All right.
The battery is pretty good in this thing. So I got this Google Nexus 7 tablet.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have nothing to talk about. You
got nothing to talk about.
This thing is sweet.
Do you like it that much?
I do like it that much. It's actually served really well. I use it for my Evernote if I do have notes for a show,
mm-hmm.
like for the Crespo Cinema Crespedisos. Yeah. I have notes for all those shows.
No.
They're all now on the tablet. You know, I used to handwrite that shit mm-hmm. like a schmuck from
like a Neanderthal.
Like a Neanderthal living in 2013, but now I'm in 2014 and I'm using a tablet. Because I stepped forward into the future, which is now the present, which just became the past. That's how quickly it goes by. Just like that. I do have a couple of... I did grab a couple of stories, but I don't even know how much I really want to talk about them.
You know? Well, then don't.
But the original thing I was going to do was I was going to just like focus on stupid people.
Just that easy. People are stupid.
But that's agreed. Pretty much what we've been doing anyway on the CCN because it all links to a lot of the horrible stuff, the crazy stuff that happens, links to the stupidness. So I mean,
pretty much.
So different? Yeah. What's different about that? Nothing. So I tried collating things in different ways.
Okay.
That didn't work. Tried doing like a newspaper, remember, with the different sections?
And?
That was cute. That was work, man. I didn't feel like it made anything that much better. So I just said, fuck it, let's just hang out. Let's do one of these things where, you know, people just talk shit, man. Just talk about whatever comes up, even with a lack of preparation. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm down.
I do have this one thing though that I was gonna might as well start with this.
The
one thing that I was like, well, this is how I'll start talking about stupid people. This is the one thing that I saw that I was like,
people are stupid.
People are, but like earth shatteringly stupid.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
I
mean, there has to be a balance, Chris. For every person that's at MIT, there is somebody that is equally as dumb.
All right. Fair enough.
The balance must be kept.
That's true. That is true. Balance.
That's why you can't have a really good hero without a really bad villain, you know?
Yeah, that's the way
it works.
So does that mean since Robin Williams just died that somewhere some crazy comic baby genius was born?
Probably.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big void to fill there. Even though he wasn't doing much lately. We'll talk about him in a second. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
I want to talk about that Robin Williams stuff in a second. Not necessarily him. But the stuff around it.
Okay.
So here we go. There's this dude. His name is Ken Ham. Know the name at all? He is kind of on the forefront of the whole creationist thing right now. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm pretty sure he's about that literal.
Okay.
Creationism.
Yeah.
So he was on Bill Maher, because Bill Maher, you know, he
loves mess with the Christians.
So here we go. This is from the HuffPo. Creationist Ken Ham's strange comment about aliens. All right, that's a weird way to start the article. Rendered the usually loquacious Neil deGrasse Tyson almost speechless during his recent appearance on Real Time Bill Maher. Okay, I think. All right, here we go. I should have reread the article before I started talking about it. Ham, the president and CEO of Answers in Genesis, which is a creationist group, and the Creation Museum in Petersburg. You hear about the Creation Museum? I think we might have even talked about that before. He opened up like a creation museum that's like, hey, here's a display showing how the world is only 6,000 years old, et cetera, et cetera. It's a museum based on the stuff that's in the Bible.
Is there a giant finger that comes down and makes things appear?
I hope so. We should go. It's in Kentucky. We can get some whiskey.
Oh, of course it's in Kentucky.
Petersburg, Kentucky. He said in a July 20 blog post. All right, so he wrote this on a blog post. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Bill Maher. There we go. Ham said in a 20 July blog post that humans should stop searching for extraterrestrial life, because aliens likely don't exist. Even if aliens do exist, he added. Here we go. Here's the kicker. You ready? This is so fun. Even if aliens do exist, they would almost certainly go to hell. That's right. The people can't hear your face of disgust.
No, 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 that's not the way it works.
You're trying to, it's not you're trying if, to process
it's,
that
it's,
one.
It's not if aliens do exist.
He has an explanation. He wants to keep going.
Okay, sure. I would love to hear him explain
this.
Here
he goes. Quote, I do believe there cannot be other intelligent beings in outer space because of the meaning of the gospel. You see, the Bible makes it clear that Adam's sin affected the whole universe. This means that any aliens would also be affected by Adam's sin, but because they are not Adam's descendants, they can't have salvation. Did you wrap your brain around that one? So the aliens exist in the universe. Adam creates sin.
And therefore they...
So they're affected by the sin. However, since they're not his descendants, they have no chance of being saved whatsoever. So we can't even like evangelize to the ETs?
Apparently not. It's all right.
Try to convert them?
They would laugh at our silly thoughts of God.
What if they had their own religion?
They probably do. I'm not, oh, man. That would be interesting.
During the show, this is Bill Maher's show, Bill Maher asked Neil deGrasse Tyson what he thought about Ham's comment. In response, Tyson uttered just three short words before pursing his lips and going silent. That's messed up.
It is. It is messed up.
That's all you can say.
Saying that every other possibly intelligent life in the universe automatically goes to the Christian hell.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. That's great.
Guy's so full of himself. That's ridiculous.
That's great. But does he? I mean, he's got to believe it. I guess he put so much time and effort into it. It's not like a Rush Limbaugh thing where he's saying crazy shit just for the money, for the ratings.
Yeah.
You know, he's got people hate listening to him.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Like they tune in.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Rush is starting. I got to turn that shit on.
Why? So I can hate him.
So I can hate on it. So. So genius, goddamn genius, you know. Glenn Beck came out recently, I think earlier this year, and he was like kind of a mea culpa for adding to the fire, the bipartisan fire in the country and the rhetoric and, you know, doing his crazy shtick. He kind of apologized for that and was like, you know, that's kind of, in hindsight, that wasn't very cool.
Yeah, in hindsight, you were kind of a...
To exploit the political atmosphere of this country for money.
It's kind of really messed up.
Yeah. That reminds me of guys like, that's kind of like, because he already made the money. It's like Shia LaBeouf making the Transformers movies, making millions and millions of dollars.
And then saying, I'm not famous.
And then, no. Then saying, I'm done with these Hollywood blockbuster films. I'm only making indie movies now. You know, I don't need these. Of course, you don't need them anymore.
How many of them have you made? How much money do you have in your pocket?
Right. They made you immensely popular and very rich at a very young age. And then you want to shit on it right away. So. It's a lot like that. It feels like.
Agreed. Yeah.
Then the other article I pulled wasn't even about a... All right, let me talk about this Robin Williams thing first again, then because this other article is fucking stupid.
All right.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you heard. Have you heard?
Oh, I've heard.
Robin Williams. Mrs. Doubtfire himself.
Mm-hmm.
Has passed on.
Yes, it's a shame.
It's a shame.
Suicide.
Terrible, terrible way to go. So now everyone's talking about like, oh, now we got to be talking about depression, blah, blah, blah. You know, I guess that's the one positive thing really to be coming out of it.
Yeah.
More of a big national discussion about mental health issues.
Yes.
What I want to talk about, and Robin Williams specifically himself, I'm going to save that for Cinema Crespedito.
Okay.
When we talk about the movies. It bugged me more this time than any other times happened before for some reason. And I don't know why it's now bothering me, but it is. When someone dies,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's because I went to Facebook to, you know, do whatever, check something, and right there, the first thing was like, oh, I can't believe Rob Williams dead, blah, blah. I'm like, what? And I got to go verify, make sure it's, you know, not some sort of hoax or whatever.
No.
And he's dead. And it's like, now we find out. Same thing happened with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Now everyone that dies, I'm finding out first on Twitter and Facebook, you know, with a bunch of people posting about,
Well, that's where you check those spots more than you check the entertainment news, I'm sure.
I guess, yeah.
I mean...
But still,
That's so not, obviously, you're only going to get access to the entertainment news when you're actively pursuing
it. I mean, when I pull up my when I pull up my browser on my computer, it's like the news page first. Anyway, so yeah, I'm seeing it there, and it's not just that; it's that within half an hour of the news breaking, my entire timeline was filled with
R.I.P. Blah blah blah, blah 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 blah. Video this, picture that.
Lines for movies. Yeah, yeah, just completely took it over, and. I even put out on Twitter, it's like, what's the point of this? Why? I mean, what's the point of everyone trying to be first and like going to Twitter and tweeting out, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead, as if you're the first person to like break the story or to let, like, you want to be the first one to let other people know in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people revel in that shit. And now with the internet and then there's a voice, everyone has a public platform, everyone has quote followers.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, I need to let my followers know how I feel about this event.
Yes. It's exactly what it
is. It's like you're putting out a press statement, you know?
Uh-huh.
And someone, one person argued with me on Twitter, tried to argue, I wasn't even hearing it, about how it's like, you know, people will want to express themselves, you know, it's, you know, just like you're expressing your opinion, they should be free to express theirs. I'm saying these particular opinions don't need to be expressed like this. This is the type of shit where you're talking to people personally. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's sad, blah, blah, blah. It's not... People, the world doesn't need to know your fucking feelings about goddamn Robin Williams.
Well,
we all liked Robin Williams. And God forbid you don't like him and you say that.
The world apparently needs to tell itself that it loved Robin Williams.
That's what it is. It's like the whole wiping out the dead and we're back to where everyone pays each other and we're back where we started. The entire world... It's just... It's frustrating. It's frustrating because it's like, where does it, I mean, what's the point of it? Why do people, it's so you can get a bunch of, people put that on their Facebook so they can get a whole bunch of likes and a bunch of comments. They put it out on Twitter so they can get retweeted a bunch of times and favorited a bunch of times, you know. They're trying to get that that feedback, that vindication.
They're trying to win, man. They're just trying to win Twitter.
They're trying to win the internet, and you can't do that unless you're on Toshio.
I mean, you got to get
at midnight.
They got to get points somehow.
Points, exactly, at midnight. So yeah. I guess that's the only way you can win the internet.
Win the internet.
And Chris Hardwick is the arbiter of that,
I guess.
You ever listen to the Nerdist podcast? You don't really listen to podcasts.
No. Yeah. I really don't listen. I don't listen to any podcasts, actually, period.
That's good. That means everything you do is pure.
Yes.
It's uninfluenced.
Correct.
See, I got a problem. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
So I can be like dropping shit left and right from other shows I hear all the time without even realizing I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the
recording arts.
The recording arts. That's good. That's good, Drew.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got away with words sometimes.
Sometimes. Every now and then. That's why there's a mic in front of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping that pops up every now and then. Yeah. There's definitely a few shows out there, and you know, and then it's even like this week. How many of them are going to be talking about Robin Williams?
A lot.
But then again, those are shows that I go to for their opinions about stuff, certain things. So I want to hear what they got to say about that, as opposed to, you know, I'm signing on to Twitter, and you know, where I follow like 1,400 fucking people. I don't need 1,400 fucking.
Well, you're gonna get it.
Hashtag RIP Robin Williams tweets.
You're going to get it.
I know. Wasn't going to get it. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
everyone's going
God.
To do at least one.
I was like, even the porn stars are tweeting RIP Robin Williams.
I didn't even bother checking my social feed.
It's ridiculous.
Because I'm sure it's nothing but Robin Williams.
It was. Well, until.
And maybe some girl getting hit in the face with something.
No, even that was all blocked up because unless you follow DJ Baby Black, then you get all those videos. those are hysterical. Lauren Bacall died last night, and that got overshadowed by Robin Williams' earlier death.
Totally.
Because she was older. I mean, to be honest, I thought...
It's about time.
Yeah, to be honest, Lauren Bacall, I thought she was already dead.
Mm. Ah, well, there you go.
I did. It popped up and said she died at the age of 89. I was like, oh, Lauren.
Oh, she was still alive.
I was like, oh, Lauren Bacall was alive.
Well, not anymore, but she was.
Yeah, the thought I had was she was alive. She's dead.
She was alive for longer than I thought.
And, and the same thing happened to Farrah Fawcett.
Remember
when she died?
No.
Same day. I think it was the same day. No, maybe it was a day or two later. Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
And then the whole world
shifted.
That reminds me. I remember when Michael Jackson died, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. And this whole thing I'm bitching about people going online and doing shit or whatever. I mean, I was guilty of that up until extremely recently. You know, that's why I'm saying it's just bothering me now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just as guilty of it as anyone. I was home the day that he was, you know, the news broke that Michael Jackson was found unconscious or whatever, and he was rushed to the hospital. Johnny the Hater was over, right? And it was just me and him. We're sitting in the living room. We both had computers out. And I wasn't doing this, but I was, like, checking social feeds and shit like that. But he, like, had his Facebook posts ready to go.
Oh, really?
And he was sitting there, and we were just waiting for confirmation. Like, is he dead? Is he dead?
And then boom.
And then boom, hit it. And then he was like, he made a comment. He was like, I know there's tons of people out there doing the exact same thing. Because it was protracted, you know. It was like, yeah. Finally, about Michael Jackson at noon, he wasn't officially declared dead until, like, 5:30. TMZ called him dead at like 2:00.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Well, whatever. He ended up dying anyway.
And he ended up dying, but I mean, maybe he died at that time and they were right. No, we'll never know. It's fucking TMZ. They're not trustworthy.
Not at all.
Those fuckers.
But as trustworthy as Wikipedia.
But it happened then, man. The whole world stops. Everyone could rush to their social media feeds and put out their media thoughts about Michael Jackson. And now, 5 years later, that shit's only gotten way worse.
Oh, dude!
Imagine if
there was social media during the OJ trial nonsense.
Oh my god, dude!
Could you imagine what would have happened?
Imagine the entire
country would have shut down.
Imagine if there was social media like when Kennedy was assassinated. You know all the internet going over those telegraph lines. Everything would have caught on fire from all the tweets
from all the internet
from all the 60s tweets. Oh my God, Kennedy's dead. That's more of a 40s,
what?
20s.
What are you doing?
I'm just riffing, man. That's all. I'm sorry.
It was bad. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't mean to hit that button. That's the wrong one. That has no context whatsoever.
Oh, there's thunder and lightning. What's going on?
Sorry. It's just pretty crazy, man. And then, you know what? I do have a conspiracy theory.
Sweet. What is it? Why was do you think he was assassinated?
Yeah, I do think it was a stage suicide.
Okay, a stage aside.
It was a stage aside. Ooh, that should be an official crime. Stage aside.
Yes.
And this is what I think. A lot of shit has been going on last few days in this country. I'm talking Ferguson County.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Unarmed. Black dude, 18-year-old, on his way to college, you know, that very Monday, gets shot in the middle of the street, killed by the cops.
Yes.
That county is shut down. 70%, I saw this online. I mean, it's on Twitter, so take it for what you will. County, 70% black. The police force for that county, 94% white.
It sounds about right.
So they locked down the county. They shut down, the FAA shut down the flyover zone airspace, quote, to protect the safety of the police. Fuck the citizens of the police. You know, not the people in the riot gear, anyway. They shut down the airspace. Media blackout. No one gets in, no one gets out. So that shit's going down.
Oh, there.
And you know what? That went down on Saturday. Barely even touched the news until Monday.
Well, of course.
Friday before that, and this I only saw because saw it at first on like rawstory.com or just some, you know, some alt news site.
No.
And you hear about the dude in Walmart last week that got shot?
No.
Exactly.
People get shot every day. Dude, the fuck do I care?
Because you know what? Yeah. Why the fuck would you care? Because you're not black. Here's what happened. And remember all the talk we've had about the open carry stuff? People walking around in stores with guns all the time, like expressing their fucking rights? Okay. How many black people have you seen doing that?
Like zero.
This is why. In Walmart, a 22-year-old dude was fucking shopping because he's a goddamn consumer. He was in the toy gun section. He was in the toy section and he had one of the guns. He was holding one of the guns that they sell there at the fucking store.
Yeah.
Someone saw him, called the cops. Cops showed up. He was on the phone with his girlfriend or wife when this happened. The cop said, put down the gun, and then shot him immediately. Gunned him down in the middle of the fucking aisle right there. And then the wife or the girl said she heard him on the phone screaming, I'm shot. Dude was literally holding the store's toy merchandise.
Gun. Yeah. And got shot.
It's not even like he brought in a toy gun from elsewhere. He was stood there in the aisle, toy gun, cop, boom.
Yeah.
Killed him. All right. Meanwhile, Aurora, Colorado. Does that sound familiar? Remember that city?
Uh-huh.
Batman shooting?
Yeah.
There's a fucking 16, 17-year-old kid walking around the streets of Aurora with a loaded shotgun. The police stopped him, asked for his ID. He refused to give it. They asked him to put down the gun. He said, no, it's my right. I'm doing an open carry thing. This is so, you know, it's a, I'm trying to make people more comfortable around the sight of guns. Mm-hmm. They wrote him a $25 ticket for not showing his ID and let him go. What do you think the difference was between that dude and the one in
the guy in Walmart was black.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
And the fucking shotgun kid in Aurora, Colorado was white.
White.
What color was the kid who shot up the theater in Aurora? White. Who does most of these goddamn shootings?
Whites.
Let's keep killing the black kids, though. Let's keep killing them. Because they're the scourge on society.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm not saying we got to go out and kill white people. I'm friends with a lot of white people.
Kill
most whitey! Most of my friends are white. I find that it's good to keep your enemies closer. You know, that type mm-hmm. of thing.
Oh, I feel you.
But it's... So that happens. You don't hear about that. Ferguson County happens. That shit, media blackout, shut down. What's the best way to really distract everyone's fucking attention?
Robin Williams dies.
Fucking kill Robin Williams, make it look like a suicide. 2 days of Robin Williams talk. What about the... What about... The,
God. We don't want to hear about that. Other stuff, Chris, because it's depressing.
You need to hear about it. It's more than about it being depressing. It's about us as citizenry standing up for our rights. Here's another thing. This is all coinciding with me having read The New Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fucking eye-opener. Like, I mean, it's a whole thing where, you know, you hear about criminal justice system being racist and yes. all that, and the inherent racism of mm-hmm. the judicial system. But it's one thing to, you know, be, you know, the old cliche, yeah, yeah, it's racist against black people. But it's another thing to, like, read the stats, to see the facts, to see the history and how it's laid out, the privatization of the... Of the prison complex and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking insane how we went from slavery to Jim Crow to prisons.
Yeah.
And it, and it's...
The same thing.
And it's set up for black and brown people.
Yes, you know? 100%.
80% of the population in all the prisons are black or brown. Most of them are in there for drug offenses. Most of the drug offenses are weed offenses.
Yeah.
A lot of those are mandatory. You're taking people that at the most... need to be put in the healthcare system, and you're turning them into
hardcore criminals.
Criminals yeah. who then the real point of putting them in prison is not just to have them in cells locked up. That's not the sole point. The real point of having putting them in the prison system is that so then they are labeled felon.
Yeah, and then they can't vote.
Can't vote. Can barely find a place to rent.
Yeah,
your employment options are limited. Most of your rights are taken
it just
away.
Keeps you down.
A very large. Yeah, it's a way to definitely keep you down. They slap that on you, and you're done.
Yeah.
To try to rise above that, man, you gotta be white to rise above that.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
And rich.
Well, the richness comes. Yeah, the richness helps. The rich helps. Oh my God, the rich. Fuck the rich. That's why I want to be one so bad.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Get that money.
That's the thing with our society and with good old America, man. We're still being fed the American dream, even though American dream is bullshit, and we know that now too.
And broken.
And we know that it's bullshit and it's broken. But we all still think we also play the lotto, and we're like, you know what? I can be rich. Yeah. I can be part of the.
No, you can't.
I can be part of the 1%.
There's only one way to be part of the 1%. Put your nose to the grindstone, work hard, and get really fucking lucky.
Well, yeah, the luck part is when I play the lotto.
Yeah, but you're not going to win playing the lottery. That's a waste of money.
But people win every now and then. Is that also conspiracy? Is that like Total Recall style?
No, it's not conspiracy.
It's
not conspiracy at all. Most of the time, the people who win, though, they're not mentally prepared for winning. I mean, if you...
Never. They have a TV show on that shit.
If you go from, you know, making what we make now, you know, being... People would say lower middle class, but no, we're fucking poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have an official line like 30,000 a year or whatever is their poverty line. Yeah. But, you know, you, when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And a medical calamity can put you down and out.
Yeah. No,
put
exactly.
you on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you give them $1 million plus and expect them not to go absolutely bonkers, apeshit crazy and ruin their life. And you're insane. Cause that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
It happens to everyone.
They're not prepared for that kind of financial responsibility. And people who don't think having that kind of money is a responsibility, they're insane.
Yeah, it is a responsibility. It is. It brings more money, no more problems. All your problems that you had, yes.
Expounded upon.
Yes. No. When you got all that money, all the yep. problems that you had.
Gone.
Yes, solved.
New problems.
Boom. Like, whoa. Big money problems.
Yeah.
I'm used to the poor money problems.
Yeah, no.
I live the poor money problems. I got these new big money problems. I just heard this today. Chris Pratt Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. You know, big major dude now, just made a shit ton of money, yeah. You know, making that movie. He said in an interview recently that he is pretty much broke. Because it's the same thing. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, getting cast for that and the movie being big, that's pretty much the same thing as winning the lotto.
Yeah.
Right? So he pretty much hit the lotto. He's got the $1 million. And now he sees his family around him. They're all struggling. So he's, here's money for you. Here's money for you. You need money. You need money. And now all my money is gone.
Yes.
Yep. Thing is with him, he knows he has a few more lotto tickets left to cash in.
Oh, yeah, totally. Especially after Guardians. I mean, there's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Guardians
2, where he'll be able to ask for more money, unless he's under contract for multiple movies. That's a possibility. Yeah. But I heard rumors that he's using this to get him get a role in Star Wars. What else? There's another thing he's working on. Another pretty high-profile project that he's, boom, attached to right away because of the Guardians thing. So he knows he has good money coming in at this point. If he's smart, which hopefully he will be, he'll get a money man, manage all that shit for him. Yeah. Stop giving it away to all your goddamn relatives, you know. But it happens, and that's him on a movie, huge movie star scale. You'd think he had people around him to protect him.
No.
The random person.
Most of the people around those people are there to exploit them.
Right, and then the random, and then it, expound upon that even worse for the random person, like you said, who buys a lotto ticket, wins.
Yeah.
It's brutal, man, getting all that money. But still, we still dream. This podcast is going to blow up. We're going to make so much money off this podcast.
I don't want to make so much money. I just want to make a little bit of money.
We're going to make a shit ton of money.
I just want to make a little bit of money. That's all.
Let's make money.
All right.
I just
make that money, Chris. Cha-ching. Where's the cha-ching?
Oh, a cha-ching. I got a cha-ching. Let me see here.
Give me a cha-ching. There we go.
That's exactly a cha-ching, yep. Too. I can give you a video game one.
That too. That works.
I have a little bit of Zelda. Wait. It
takes a while to open those chests.
That's like a while. Then it rises up.
I just got 10 rupees. Fuck. Only 10? Seriously? All that shit for that chest. I got 10 fucking rupees.
Fucking Zelda. Good stuff. So yeah, that's what I think. I think Robin Williams was murdered by who now? That's the thing. That's when the conspiracy theory really starts sounding crazy. Because who's the they?
Okay, in the year 2014, when people say they, half the time it's not. At this point in time, it's not even the government. It is something weird that the government created that has gone way out of whack and out of their control.
Some skull and bone shit or some Illuminati type stuff.
I'm not talking skull and bones or Illuminati. I'm talking like some private contractor, super snipers. I'm talking, you know, like fucking Jason Bourne type shit.
Whoever stands to profit.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Walmart story, the Ferguson County, those are being suppressed to keep the country from exploding. Because with the whole Occupy and 99%
first 1%,
with income disparity being at the highest rate since the roaring 20s, which that worked out great, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are, it seems a little extreme, but we are pretty close to
revolution.
Yeah, actually.
100%.
French Revolution style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitchforks and lots of people dying.
Yeah, that the military coming in. Yeah. You know, the police are already militarized, so they come in and start killing people.
Yeah.
We are, relatively speaking, very close to that happening. So we're trying to make sure the populace stays in control. Part way, you got your beer commercials on TV and all your television shows.
Legalized weed.
That's part of the reason probably why someone's realizing, hey, if we do this, this calms people fucking down.
Hell yeah, it does.
So, you know, that's a distraction for that. But we still know about those stories. That's a thing. Rumsfeld was right. It's about those unknown unknowns. It's a shit that we don't know about
You don't want to know.
Something fucking happened in the last day or two that was just like catastrophic somewhere. But we won't feel that for years.
Yeah.
You know? But it was hidden from us. You know, whenever big things like that happen, something's going on somewhere that we're being distracted. Hey, look over here. You know?
Hey, over here.
Hey,
I got something shiny.
Hey, want some bacon? Bacon. Yeah, hey, you know? So it's just that. I have that somewhere, actually. Do you ever want to get a podcast only of someone looking futilely for sounds?
No.
Long gaps as they look.
It sounds like an awful lighting.
And then finally they go, I think I got it. Wait, here it is. Inception, get it? And then that would be the whole show.
You're stupid.
An hour of that.
No.
I mean, I have a lot of sounds.
Sounds awful.
Okay, then we won't do that then. We're moving on.
All right.
I asked you to pull some stuff if you found anything interesting, because like I said, I had nothing to talk about. So
yeah, yeah.
Although we managed to talk about some shit for half an hour, sounds good.
So
what does then if Drew is the scour for information, what does pique his interest if it's not kids getting shot in Walmart? Well, that dude is 22, or you know, Ferguson County.
So I was watching TV the other day.
Okay, okay.
Obviously,
fair enough.
It's Shark Week, if that means anything to anybody. Personally, I couldn't care less.
I think it does, because aren't they like 20-something years into it now?
I have no idea.
I think it's been on for a very long time.
I got
time.
No clue. People anyway, I was just flipping through the channels,
mm-hmm.
and stumbled upon this, what I thought was a documentary, because you know, I'm catching it, you know, like 45 minutes into it. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously I went online and did some research and realized that it's a mockumentary.
Yeah.
It's not real, blah, this, blah, that.
But they still present it as real, though.
They still present it as real. Yeah, it's so, annoying. It's you annoying. Know, it, that basically Shark Week is, I'm just, Shark Week's lying to you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting on these fake documentaries mm-hmm. that aren't real. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it, what, last year with that Mermaids thing? Did you ever see that Mermaids thing? It was like, Mermaids yes. Uncovered.
Yes, I remember that. Well, I didn't watch it, but I remember that. And then it came out, it was all complete bullshit.
Yeah, well, because the way I see it, so anytime annoying. I see one of these things, like on the History Channel mm-hmm. or National Geographic mm-hmm. or any of these things, if I come to think, if it were actually true, what they were saying, wouldn't this be like worldwide news? Wouldn't I be watching this on ABC right now?
It'd be
like,
real news.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right? It'd be you watching like South Park on Comedy Central, and they'd still break in with
yeah,
like
exactly.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Like, you, guys.
No.
They cured cancer.
No, exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to... But
all, that's almost being on some random website, on some guy's blog. I saw someone post a story on, what was it?
Like if there was...
Posted a story about scientists cloning the first dinosaur.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, I can't believe they did it. And they click on the link and it's some random fucking like news site. It's not even a real news site. And then mm-hmm. it's just like, dude,
if
that was real...
Dude, if motherfuckers cloned a dinosaur, Chris, you would know.
Yes. we would not be finding out about this like this. Like, oh, no. Here's a random... It would be...
Yeah, no, it would be everywhere.
The biggest news ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the one I'm talking about specifically, the show, it was the what's it called?
Was that the one? Because I saw
Darkness, Wrath of Submarine.
Yeah, something about submarine.
A 35-foot shark that apparently has a unquenchable thirst for human blood.
That's Jaws. Jaws was I think that was a 30-foot shark, and it liked people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know that's
hysterical.
Well, and. The point of this is that, you know, scientists are outraged because, you know, it's taken a long time for, you know, the science to prove that Jaws isn't real. I mean, yes, you should be concerned about sharks. And in certain instances, yes, sharks can and will eat people.
But they're not a nuisance animal that need to be eradicated or whatever, which happened in the hysteria after Jaws.
Exactly. Yeah. And which, you know... things like these Discovery Channel mockumentaries are also making very prevalent.
And it doesn't help whenever there is a shark bite happening. You know, that's always fucking news immediately. Especially to hear about that kid that got bit on the chest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, thank Jaws.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't thank Jaws. Thank that shark for biting that kid.
Yeah.
Good job swimming in shark-infested waters.
Idiots. Gah. So that's one thing.
All right.
That I thought was kind of interesting.
And that's Discovery Channel, right?
Yeah, I think so. Whoever does Shark Week, I don't know who the fuck it is.
I think it's Discovery Channel.
Yeah. That whole
network is run by interns anyway.
No, I used to watch that when it first came out because it was the only like nature channel, you know, things of that nature.
They used to be really good. They were the first.
And now it's just like most of the other ones.
Well, now they're trying to keep up. Now they have their own reality shows. Yeah. And this is not where Ice Road Truckers is and all that stuff. Like that.
I don't watch any of
that the fisherman one. The crab fisherman.
Crab fisherman. What about the swamp people? Which ones are the swamp people?
Swamp people. I think they're on every channel.
It's so weird.
Animal Planet, Discovery. Yeah. people love them. Swamp. Shout out to Swamp Patrol Radio.
I do like, speaking of Animal Planet, I do like their tagline.
Let's do it like animals.
No, Animal Planet. Surprisingly human. It's because humans are animals.
Yeah, surprisingly human. Wait, did they added that last part too? Humans are animals?
No, that's me.
And then in parentheses, chin scratch? Chin stroke. Chin stroke.
That sounds weird, Chris.
That sounds like that's your old J.R. Tolkien wizard name.
Chin stroke.
Old chin stroke. Actually, no, that sounds like your pirate name. Chin stroke Cogburn. That's hard to say. Chin stroke Cogburn.
In other news.
Yes.
You know, we're here in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. We are.
I talked to you today while we were driving around, how I noticed that, I was very happy to see all of the Orlando City Soccer stickers everywhere. So just a little
Go
update.
Go City.
Orlando City Soccer right now going into the playoffs for USL 2014. They are still number one.
Fuck yeah. Go City. They only lost one game, right, so far?
Yeah. Sure. Two.
Oh, they lost another game recently?
Ooh. Four ties. 15 win. They're 15-2-4.
God damn, what a record.
Yeah. And obviously they're on the top of all the other stats also.
Mm-hmm, That is awesome. I'm super excited. For their playoff run, obviously they're going to be the favorites to win their final year in the USL Pro.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. They've been in that league for 4 years. If they win this year, they would have won the championship 3 out of those 4 years.
Yeah. Well.
And then 1 year, they were the regular season champion because they finished in first, but then they got knocked out. Like,
I mean,
their
goal for the MLS is to go all the way this year. Like, first year in, we're going to win the whole fucking thing.
Well, yeah, obviously. And then everyone else in the MLS is like, get the fuck out of here, guys. You guys are ridiculous. But we'll see. Man, I wish we could get... They got a trade for Dom Dwyer, man. I love that guy. Dom Dwyer, who played for Orlando City last year, and he, like, led... He was such a beast. We had him on loan from Sporting in KC, Kansas City, and... He only played like maybe 3 quarters of the season because at one point he got recalled. And then we had to like ask for him. We had to borrow him back for the championship game. Like, please give us Dom back for this one game. We need him. He helped get us here. And even only playing a part of the season, he led the league in goals by like a mile. I mean, he was such a beast. Just a magnificent man of a soccer player is what he is. And this year, he's playing the whole year at Sporting KC. We got a trade for him, get him on our team. He got snubbed by the MLS All-Star voting, but then he got on the team because of an injury. One of those things, like a substitution. But he motherfucker should have been on there, man. And he's an Englishman. Came here a few years ago, whatever, when he was like 19 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about getting the process going to be able to join the U.S. men's team.
Oh, very nice.
So he might start playing for the U.S. men's national soccer team, which would be awesome.
Maybe in 4 years we'll see him at the World Cup.
I hope so, because he's young, he's incredibly good, and he seems like a fun guy.
Yeah.
You know, not like a mushroom, but like he's cool to hang around with. That was really bad.
Yeah,
it was
awful.
Like, he made sort of news when playing in a Sporting KC game, an MLS game, he scored.
Mm-hmm.
And... he ran over to like the sides of the stands or whatever. And I don't know if it was his phone. He grabbed someone's phone. Maybe it was his phone. He pulled out his phone. He was ready to do it. And he took like a selfie, like in front, like it was like, like that. And then with another player and then a bunch of people behind him. And I think he even got like the league fined him for that shit or whatever. Nice. But still, it was an awesome picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, that's Dom Dwyer. That's that guy.
That guy.
That's that guy. He was on our team for a minute. I want him back. He's so good.
Yeah.
But we got, what's his name?
I don't know what it
is. Kaká.
Oh, yeah.
Kaká.
I don't know anything about that guy.
2007 or 2009 FIFA Player of the World, Player of the Year.
So 5 years ago.
Of the World. 5 years ago.
Five or seven years ago.
When he was, I think it was 5 years ago when he was 27.
Okay.
Because now he's 32.
All right.
And he's got like the most followers on Twitter of any other sports figure. You know, like LeBron James has like 3 million, and he has like 10 million people following him.
Oh wow!
He's,
what's that international market?
He is international. He is worldwide. Like, just He's like the he's Kaká. He's he's the LeBron of the world for soccer. You know, it's like him and Messi and Ronaldo and Ronaldinho. You know, it's like a handful of guys, and he's in there with those guys, and he's playing for Orlando.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
Got old though.
Well,
especially in professional sports age,
it's also the MLS. So, it for him so much. It's not really his age, although maybe this goes hand but he does have, I think, some back issues. But he should be okay. He'll be fine. I was gonna say something and I forgot.
Sweet.
You got any other stories over there? Go City.
What one of your favorite bands, my favorite bands, is coming on tour?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Mastodon.
Sweet.
They're actually coming on tour with Gojira.
Ooh, hey.
They're going to be in Orlando on November 8th.
That sounds ear-spittingly loud.
They're going...
Where are they playing? House of Blues?
Doesn't say. Ooh, hang on a second.
Oh, put them in House of Blues.
It's got to be.
That's not even actually a real question. Real question is, how much are the tickets?
I don't know how much the tickets are.
They're going to be like $50.
They're playing with and also another band called Velertak.
Call what?
Velertak with a K. That's silent. It's Norwegian for stranglehold or chokehold.
Oh.
They are a six-piece heavy metal band from Stavanger, Norway.
I'm reading the biography I'm reading is by a Norwegian.
Sweet. You want to go see some Norwegian metal in November?
Maybe. I'm telling you, those tickets probably be expensive. I haven't been to a show in forever, though.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen... I mean, what? I think the last show I went to was the Death Clock show. God damn, that was a long time ago.
I can't remember.
You didn't even go to that show.
Nope. Too expensive. I remember... can't remember where I've been to before.
Actually...
Pinback.
We're going to a show on Friday.
Local Music Showcase, SBK Live Local Music... Wall Street Plaza, SBK Live Local Music Showcase. If you're listening to this before Friday, August 15th?
Yes, in the year 2014.
In the year 2014, because this will be up for a while. Come hang out with us. $15 will get you a mug, a souvenir mug, all you can drink, New Belgium. You know what? Whenever they do all you can drink, those type of things, it's always like until they run out of beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, they have one keg and they're going to run out.
You know, they got four kegs.
Matt, I don't know. I think they might have more than four.
Really?
Matt says...
I know they have at least four kegs.
They're going to have four kinds of beer.
Yes, yeah, so there's at least four kegs.
So that means four kegs. But Matt was saying, like, when I was talking to him last night, he was like, they're going to have enough. Kevin was saying, you know, it's until the beer runs out. It's free until the beer runs out. And Matt's like,
it's not going to happen.
Don't you worry about that. So prepare, get yourself there safely and get yourself home safely.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to get home.
I was thinking about that. We should both sign up for Uber. You can use your first trip is free.
Yeah, my first trip will get us there. Your first trip will get us back.
Boom. Boom.
And then we can never use it again.
Oh, I end up using it. See how well it works out. The only problem is, you know, there's things, logistics that you gotta think about.
Yeah, there are logistics. So that is correct.
There's certain unspoken logistics. You know, today is national...
I'll sober up in time.
Today is National Left-Handed Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Left-Handed Day.
Mm-hmm. So for all your lefties out there...
Smoke a cigarette.
Smoke a cigarette on the left-hand side. That's your cigarette smoking music. we'll just let you smoke. So you got any other stories?
I've just got one more thing.
All right, cool. What we got?
I
like it because it was Mastodon. It was soccer. It was, what was the first one? It was
Shark Week.
I like it.
Yeah.
And now they're lying to us.
Yes. Video game news.
Right.
I don't know if anybody's into it. They're just announced a sequel to the last Tomb Raider game. It's going to be coming out for both Xbox 360, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, probably PlayStation 3 as well.
Tomb Raider is that's a popular one.
Well,
it's been around for a while.
Me personally, never a fan of Tomb Raider.
Really?
I thought the movies were dumb. I thought the video games were awful until the newest one came out.
Oh.
And they basically relaunched the title and they made it real and gritty and fucking super violent, and it's still, you know, the protagonist is still a hot chick.
It's still a hot chick.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still slightly Lara Crofty, but new.
Mm-hmm. More real.
So this is based off of that.
Yes.
This is a jumping point from that.
So this is a sequel from that last one that came out.
But you said apparently. Xbox One.
Yes.
And the PS, what, to 3?
PS4.
PS4.
And, see, well, it's, even... But it's coming out for the last for the previous generation.
I was going to ask.
It's coming out on the 360.
I was going to ask.
So
when are they going to stop making games for the 360?
When? Soon. A lot of titles, I mean, companies have said that, you know, their games are coming out. Mm. We'll probably still get Xbox 360, at least Xbox 360 games scattered throughout probably the next year.
Okay.
After that, you're going to be lucky.
Oh, boy.
Because everyone's obviously jumping to the new consoles.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been slow to roll out. They've been out for over a year, have they?
Yeah, I think so.
And there's still no reason to buy one as far as I'm concerned.
Right? Like, weird, huh?
Yeah. So... but yeah, I mean, the only thing for me personally, I'm looking for, I don't know what I'm going to do when October comes around, Chris, because in October, the new Assassin's Creed comes out.
Oh.
And I've played them all.
Do they put out one of those every year?
Now they do.
God damn.
And they stopped putting them out for the 360.
Oh, did they really?
The next one is only on the next generation.
Mm.
And I'm going to freak out if I don't play it, dude.
You have to like borrow someone's console.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of hours of me borrowing. I might as well just rent it from them. Hey, dude, just let me get that thing for like a month.
There you go.
I'll pay you.
Remember when you could rent them from a Blockbuster?
Oh, that was so awesome.
Is there anyone doing that now, filling that void?
Probably online, I'm sure.
Online. Damn it. Everything's online now.
Everything.
I want it now.
Well, then, no.
Damn.
You can go buy one. Cash money.
I just got approved for a new credit card.
Oh, did you?
No.
For what kind of percentage APR, my friend?
Oh, it's like 80%.
That sounds about right.
I got a good deal.
Yeah.
Got a good deal. It's the best one I could find.
I keep getting offers in the mail for like 23.9% variable APR after 1 year.
Fuck yeah.
But for the first year, it's 0%.
Fuck yeah. Just don't have a balance when it rolls over.
I try that every time, Chris. It never works. Every time. It never works. So I've decided I'm not playing the game anymore. I don't use credit cards.
Fair enough. I like your style, dude. I heard, what's his name? Howard? Clark Howard. No Clark Howard?
No.
He's a financial guy.
Two first names.
Yeah, he does have two first names. Or two last names.
No, two first names.
No, Clark, give me your last name.
Two first names.
Lewis and Clark.
Two first names.
He was talking about how, I heard him on the radio recently, talking about how debt is down.
That's low. Good.
In our country, it's down to its lowest level in a very long time.
That's good. Well, I mean, hell, shit. I was in a pretty large amount of debt for a really long time. I mean, I didn't get out of debt until, what, like 2 years ago?
Hell shit.
Hell shit is right.
Hell shit. I took a hell shit.
Did you? Was it so large and stinky that it opened up a portal to another dimension?
Isn't that what a hell shit is?
That's what I assume it would be.
So
I'm pretty sure there was some screaming demons coming out of the bathroom.
Screaming demons. That's my wrestling name.
Screaming Demons Crespo.
No, that's the name of my racing team.
The Screaming Demons.
Screaming Demons. Yeah. So I was like trying to think of what music to play for the intro.
Law and Order.
I already did that one.
No. I mean the theme song. Oh, lately they've been playing the earlier episodes on TV, and it has the extended intro.
Ooh, extended.
Yeah, so
it's got that extra verse about Will Smith flying the airplane.
Exactly. Well, you just get like another bass line, maybe a guitar riff.
Next time I'll do that for an intro, Law and Order intro theme.
I love Law and Order, man.
I was like, I need the right.
But screw that SVU stuff.
SVU?
I don't care about the sex crimes.
Sex crimes.
I can't take him seriously either. Every time I see Christopher Maloney, in my head, he's humping a refrigerator.
I only care about the sex crimes.
I don't know how to take that, Chris.
Those are the only ones that get me off. I was like, what music? I was thinking about what music I should play.
Uh-huh.
And I had these songs I wanted to do. but they're like too up tempo. Like I felt like it'd be good to start the show like up tempo, but then I was like, I don't think I'm gonna be that up tempo. So then that's like false selling, you know.
So is that why
there mismarketing?
Was is that why there was no bed music this entire time?
Yeah, no bed. I'm going chill. Yeah, I didn't feel like putting in the bed. I was like, fuck the bed. Like we're going chill this time. Plus, I want to be able to like hear the sounds and stuff.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. But I was like. Like, listen, the song's pretty awesome. I'm just gonna play some songs. I was gonna start the show with this one, right?
It's really up tempo.
Yeah. And then I wasn't gonna come in this hot.
Man, it's coming in steaming, homie.
But listen to how it builds, though. It's electronic, so it's all about the build, right?
Oh, there's that siren.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the drums are getting faster. What's happening?
And then, like, I would have started the show there. I'd be like, well, welcome to the show. What? Chris Crespo. What? That's just a guy. Oh, my God. You know, it's like too much, man. It would have been too much.
Yeah. You don't want to come in that hot. I mean, unless you're ready to go.
I wasn't, though. I knew I wasn't. Because I knew we'd be talking about Robin Williams and Ferguson County, and like I'll be mentioning.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
stuff.
You just said Robin Williams and Ferguson County, and that does not work with this music.
No. I almost saw this one too. I almost used this one, but then the same problem.
Too up,
too much, too fast. This one's like kind of dirty.
Dirty,
yeah. Because of Ed, FSEDM, listen to a lot more electronic stuff lately.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
it can be.
Some of it can be. Yeah, some of it can be horrible. And then another thing is, this one took a little long time to build.
Well, they gotta get their robot sounds together.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
I think it's a lawnmower.
Sounds like a
getting stuck. You know, sometimes
a motorcycle revving up. Oh, then the drum. I'm like, welcome to the show. Oh, my God. That's most of the records.
Pop them bottles, Chris. We're in the club. Jumping up and down. There's some weird lasers and black lights.
That would have been too much. But you know what I have found out about myself? I learned something new about myself.
Oh, what did you learn?
I learned that I enjoy trap music.
Excuse me?
Yes. Trap.
What? I don't understand. Please explain or give me an example.
Here you go. Here's a remix of a song I think most people know. Benny Benassi's Satisfaction.
But this is...
It's a trap remix.
So what is
trap?
Yes.
Trap started as a style of hip-hop.
Okay.
About a little over 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know one trap artist, trap hip-hop artist, 3-6 Mafia.
Yes, okay.
All right. Around 2012, 2-3 years ago, that musical style got adopted by the EDM.
Oh, really?
Community. And they called it same. They also call it trap.
Yeah.
So now the two kind of get like confused.
Okay.
The way I recognize a trap song is usually it's like when it gets to the build part and the drop. You know what dubstep is, all that wah 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 shit. Instead of doing that, it's like the way I recognize it is like a super low. A super low beat, bass, and then like a really high like up top, and then nothing in the middle.
Yeah. It's just low and high. That's all it is.
So like right here, this is a perfect example.
Yeah, that's totally 3-6.
Yeah, right. 3-6 Mafia, yeah. Right? But without the rapping.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's just the music, and I love it.
I've been listening to 3-6 Mafia when the smoke clears 66-61 since I was like in fucking 10th grade. I can't get enough of it to this day. They got a song called Memphis, but it's M.E. So it's an anagram.
Uh-huh.
Making easy money, pimping hoes is serious.
That's life. Life lesson.
Yes.
Right there.
It's great stuff.
This is a remix by a dude called R.L. Grime. It sounds a little grimy.
Yeah.
That's a DJ's trap name.
Okay.
Like right here. Boom. Boom. Yeah. It's DJ that DJ Snake.
DJ Snake.
That guy, he's been really popular lately.
Yeah, I love a good bass line. Not gonna lie.
Oh, then let me hit you with a couple DJ Snake ones that are good. Same thing. But this one's called, I think I showed this one to you before, so I'm not gonna say the name. Bird. Actually, he says the name.
Bird. Oh god. Bird.
But it's the same thing though.
Yeah.
Right? The bird machine. And you don't gotta wait long.
It's so, fucking bird.
It's so simple.
Yeah. Boom 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 boom
boom boom boom. And then everyone knows this one. I think you heard this one. You might not have.
Maybe not.
But this song has been mega popular for like the last year.
Okay.
And it's got Lil Jon on it.
So I haven't heard this one because I was just talking a couple days ago.
There he is.
I wonder what the fuck he was up to. Oh, okay. No, I know the beat.
Yeah, this. Yeah. I mean, this has been everywhere.
Yeah.
This has been fucking everywhere.
This has been on fucking commercials.
Yes, precisely. But, yeah, so, trap is pretty sweet, yo.
It's that heavy bass. Everybody loves the heavy bass.
It's that heavy bass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of music.
But with nothing fucking mucking it up.
Yeah, so.
Like, I want to listen to the bass.
Yeah, doom, doom, doom. This is the kind of stuff you put in your car with and you got your 212s in the trunk. And they better be fucking dynamited, because if that shit's rattling down the street, you sound like an idiot.
Yes. Oh, I hate those cars.
It's so awful.
The worst. What's wrong with people?
Well, they want bass, but they don't want to spend the extra money to make the bass sound good.
Fools.
So it just rattles their car.
Fools. Yeah, so I've been listening
to that trap music.
I've been on some of that trap. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Otherwise, it's just been some of that electronic.
Man, that makes me want to listen to 3-6 Mafia.
And then also, I've been getting into old school electronic. But you know this about me. This is like stemming off of my love of 80s electronic scores and John Carpenter style scores.
What's this?
This is Tangerine Dream. Tangerine Dream did they did the score for Thief, Michael Mann's Thief, mm-hmm. as well as they did one or two more scores. But they've been making music before that. This is a song called Astral Voyager.
Yeah, I was about to say, this sounds like some of the stuff, because a lot of the electronic music that I listen to is definitely heavily influenced by the 80s scene. So it sounds like this, because this is what the people who are making the music we're listening to. So
this is actually on is this an album? The album is called Tangerine Dream Decades 70s. So this is the stuff they put out in the 70s.
Yeah.
So this is the stuff that influences stuff in the 80s, which should influence the stuff that we're listening to now.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy how that works.
I like it.
But listen to this, I've also got a right now we're just going through my Spotify favorites here. I'm also listening.
What is this, a Crespo Disco? What happened?
Impromptu Crespo Disco. And I've been listening to, along the same lines, Vangelis.
Vangelis.
It's thunder crazy outside right now.
Damn.
Vangelis also did a bunch of 80s scores, including the score for Blade Runner.
Oh, nice.
And, Vangelis had a, I think I'm saying that right. You know, he's like a composer. He had a lot of electronics and keyboards and a lot of piano playing and stuff. Never formally trained, no idea how to read music, write music, or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Just taught himself how to play everything, and he did it. Which is, I always admire shit like that. Because then it makes me think, ooh, I could be lazy and not learn how to play music, but still play it too.
No, you can't.
If I do it long enough, I can figure out a tune here or there. One time, let me tell you a story. I was hanging out with a friend. This is like, I don't know, I was like 12 years old, 13 years old maybe. And we were at his parents' like beach house in Jersey. We were chilling over there. And he had just recently bought an MC-303.
Okay.
All right, so this is like back in the day of MC Blanco Blanks, right? And we were fucking around with it and, you know, making music and playing with the settings and stuff. And he was like, you know, he was mucking around with it, and he came up with some decent things or whatever. And then I got my hands on it. I did a button here, did this and did that. I had a fucking Dr. Dre track right in front of me.
Nice.
Like, it sounded like straight up, like, this sounds like a Snoop Dogg song. Yeah. Like, I was blown away by how easy it was. I was like, what the fuck? How did I do that? And then, and then this is funny. We met these girls, right? Because we're at it's a beach little community. It's like Tom's River.
Yeah.
Met these two chicks. And we're like, yeah, we'll hang out later. We'll meet up and hang out later. And then while me and my friend are off, like, waiting to meet up with these girls again, I don't even know how it came up, but he asked me, he actually had the gall to ask me not to use the MC303 in front of the girls. Like, let me use it. I don't want you to use it. Let me use it.
Yeah, because you were better than he was. Because
I was way better at him. Like, he was like, he had a couple things going that were okay, but I straight up gave him a Snoop sample, man. It was good. And then, you know what? I said yes. I couldn't resist.
You couldn't resist. I fucked around.
I fucking took that thing.
Did you show him up?
I took it out of his hands, off his lap, out of his hands, and I just hit the same buttons and did the exact same thing. Boom! And I was like, "Look at me, ladies! Look at me!"
Snoop Dogg in the house.
And then, you know, didn't matter. Joke was on me. He was the one that ended up hooking up with them. Didn't even matter. All his insecurities didn't even matter.
Nope.
Because I was just too busy writing fat beats over in the corner.
You were like, yo, you know, I ain't got time for you, lady.
Let me show off that Vangelis thing.
I'm playing I got some beats to write.
There really wasn't proper background music for that story. I should have pulled up some, like, So, yeah, that's what I've been listening to. That was this month's Crespo Disco bonus episode. Bonus. Crespo Disco bonus. Actually, no, you know what I found today?
What?
El Michelle's Affair.
Okay.
Put out something called Enter the 37th Chamber.
Okay.
And it's like jazzy, funky.
I like jazz.
Versions
I like
of Wu-Tang songs.
Oh, nice.
It says on the actual album thing, music inspired by the Wu-Tang. A little bit of cash ruins everything around me.
Yeah. It's good?
That is good. Yeah, it's very enjoyable, I gotta say. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, yo. That's how I've been spending my days.
Impromptu Crespo Disco.
Impromptu Crespo Disco. I don't think it's that word there. Do.
Just that piano line, man. You can play that anywhere and all of a sudden someone's gonna go, cash rules everything around
right,
me.
Right. I was at another story. Here we go. 16 years old. I was at this is when I was into wrestling. And for my birthday, my friends got together and bought a whole bunch of tickets for an Extreme Championship Wrestling pay-per-view event.
ECW.
Some ECW. So it was at the...
You got some Sandman, some Taz.
People
coming out to Metallica without paying the rights for it.
Exactly, that should happen. That's part of my story. Taz and Sabu had a match where they fought, like, up and they went up into the crowd, and they went up the stairs as they fought, and, like, the camera followed them, and they went up the aisle that was, like, on my side, and we all ran over, like, all the fans crushed over, and I was, like, 6 feet away from it. We were all just going, ECW, ECW. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, during that night, there was one part where it's wrestling, it's very misogynistic, right? So I apologize already ahead of time to the lady listeners. You might still find this funny. Shane Michaels, can't remember his name, but he came out and he has this chick with him, his valet, Francine, and one of the chants that people, whenever she would come out, a favorite chant of everyone was, "She's a crack whore."
Sweet.
Another one was, "She's got herpes."
Sweet.
There's a few of them.
She's a herpes. Yeah. She's got herpes.
No, not like this. Like this. It'll be like this. And this is how it happened. I swear to God, this is how it happened. So we're in the crowd. Asbury Park Convention Center. Place is packed. A few thousand people, right? Maybe 5,000 people. And I'm kind of high up on the side, but like facing the camera, which is cool, right? So like, anyway, and. Like, it's during the match. It's kind of a slow part during the match. The girl's down there. No one's done any of the chants yet. So I go, without even prompting anyone around me, I just say kind of like, "She's got herpes," like that. And then a row down, I heard one or two people go... I was like, oh my God.
He started it.
Like, this is going to work. And then I was with like five people. So yeah. I was like, guys, listen. this is the chant. This is what we're doing. You guys need to back me up. And they're like, all right, we got you. And I just started going to, she's got herpes. Pop, 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 pop. She's got herpes. Within 10 seconds, the entire fucking place, all thousands of people were chanting.
She's got
that.
Herpes.
I stop and I just sit
and
back.
It just keeps going and reveling in what you've created.
Yes. Yes, I did this. I created this moment on pay per view that people paid for this.
Nice.
I altered the entertainment.
Good job. Part
of the fun of that.
Good job,
whole
Chris.
Experience. Back to what I was saying.
She's got herpes.
The reason I brought it up, though, not because of she's got herpes, not because the guys fall off in the crowd, not because it was...
Do you have herpes now?
Yeah, but, you know, it's no big deal. It was... Oh, karma! Oh! No wonder. I also slept with her, too. That
probably has something to do with it.
Totally raw dog. That was not a...
No, not a smart idea.
I knew she had it. I was chanting
it. I mean, you called it.
I called it. I called my shot, and then I went there anyway. I do not have herpes. Now I feel like I have to say no. I can play along as much as I can, but then at the end, I still feel like I
don't
say
herpes.
No. I don't.
No,
please,
no. No,
no,
no. Doesn't. No.
We're good.
No.
We're good. We're all good.
You sure about that?
See, no. We're good. We're good. So, we're in the crowd. We're chilling, and it's New Jack. He's getting ready to wrestle, and I think he's gonna. I can't remember who he's gonna wrestle. I think he's gonna wrestle.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say this guy's black.
Yeah. What it was the. Were they the gangsters? They were just the gangsters. There was two black dudes, and they split up at this point, and they were going to wrestle each other. It was a feud that was culminating,
okay. And
they were going to wrestle each other. So it was New Jack, who was insane. His New Jack's deal was that he comes out to Ice Cube's Natural Born Killers,
okay,
and then that song, it's his intro music, and then they don't stop it. It plays his entire match. No matter how long the match is, they'll loop it.
No, man.
So that song plays the entire time. He comes out to the ring with a garbage can full of shit.
Yeah.
No matter what the match is, he turns it into, like,
a hardcore match.
Yeah. He takes it to the extreme. He is the one that, like, really fucking put the extreme in ECW. So, but they're doing interviews backstage. It's pay-per-view. It's live. So they're backstage. They're doing interviews with these guys. The first guy that comes out, he comes out to Wu-Tang's Cream, but we're waiting for them to do an interview. So we don't even know that. We're just standing in the convention center. The lights are down, and they started playing Wu-Tang's Cream, the instrumental version. And we're sitting around for literally like 10 minutes waiting for these guys to come out, and Cream is just on a loop. Within 5 minutes, over there in one corner, you got people going, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, like with the music, and then dollar bill, y'all. Yeah. And it was just like a crowd Cream. That reminds me of another story. When I saw Pantera, right, 2001, Hard Rock Live, they headlined. It took them like over an hour between the band before them, which I'm pretty sure was Soulfly, and them. It took forever to set their shit up. Maybe they were doing other stuff in the back. Maybe, you know, they're having problems with Phil coming out for some reason. While we were waiting, they were playing music on the PA at the Hard Rock. One of the things they play is Slayer's Rain and Blood.
Nice.
And of course, you got a crowd full of metalheads.
Mosh pit stars.
No. For me, next best thing, massive sing-along.
Nice.
Everyone sing along to some Slayer. Like, yeah, totally into it.
That's awesome.
That was funny. That almost made the waiting worth it. You know what made the waiting worth it? Pantera coming out and melting our faces with awesomeness.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised that you got to, you know, reattach your face after that. Because that, man, that must have...
It was expensive. Reconstructive, sugary... Last thing, I did want to talk about this real quick, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
This is very important. I actually want to talk about this earlier. Now I feel a little bad that I waited to the end.
Okay.
Because I think I'm going to need like some feedback, too, from people.
All right.
Maybe. Unless you can help me out right here, right now.
Okay.
Okay? It's pretty important.
You got herpes.
I've got herpes. And I need to know, what do I do? Drew, help. No. Around the corner, for me... Fantasy Football League at work. And I need a name, and I need draft music. Because we do a thing. They have a software where you pick a song, and when it's your turn to pick, your song plays. So I need to pick the right song, but I want my song to tie into the name. I got a couple ideas.
Okay.
Let me run these ideas by you. See, if anyone's still listening now, they're going to get a treat because they're going
to
see.
If it's time for work football league, isn't it time for Cinema Crest?
That's
the
thing, too.
Football
league? We need to make sure to bring that up this weekend. That we got to get that going really soon. I'll just resend the invites to the people from last year. Whoever doesn't invite, then that's how many, or doesn't re-up, that's how many open spots we have. Football is a lot easier to fill up than fucking baseball.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you.
Oh, speaking of baseball, how am I doing? I don't even know.
I think you might be one place ahead of me. I think you might be in fourth and I'm in fifth, which means I think we're still, you might just, I don't know, you might be in the playoffs.
Which is ridiculous, seeing how I drafted and I haven't touched my team probably since.
No, we
a couple times.
We worked on it once or twice.
A couple times.
Had to fix a thing or two, but yeah.
Even since.
It's all luck. It's all luck.
I had no idea what's going on.
Where am I looking for? All right, here we go. So one idea we had, I'll play this song. I was thinking of going with the team name Silence of the Rams.
I like it.
Because of the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Now, here's the drawback to the song.
It makes me think of a weird guy in a dress.
No, that's the best thing. That's the best thing about the song. I want people to think about that. I want them to be distracted while they're trying to draft, that they have to think of Buffalo Bill. I was also thinking the Buffalo Bills. But I don't think that changes it that much. Bills. But still, the guy's name is Buffalo Bill, though, right?
It works.
Silence of the Rams, more punny.
Yeah.
We're going for stupid pun.
Yes.
Problem with this song is that it's a little repetitious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little repetitious, that's all. And we have to listen to it 16 times.
Okay.
16 rounds, right? So that's important. The thing about the replay factor.
Yes.
I haven't even started singing it. It takes a minute and a half to pick. We're already over a minute. Have him start singing. So I'll sing that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was also thinking of... Where are you?
That's funky.
The Cleveland James Browns.
I like it.
That
works.
Not my original choice for song, though. This is the song that I want.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
But remember, it's a work league.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Ooh.
Like a sex machine,
like
man.
Like a sex machine.
Yeah.
You talk about being
it,
like
you
a
know?
Sex machine.
Can I count it off? One, two, three, four.
It's so much fun, though. Oh, it's so good. Just, everyone will be doing this around the table immediately. They're just everyone starts doing this.
I suppose a sex machine, I guess.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking the payback. Because it's funkier.
It is.
It's safe for work. And it's not, Papa's got a brand new bag or something super obvious. Is either that or maybe get up off of that thing?
Get up off of that thing.
That's old James Brown. You can hear it in his voice. It would be funny if I did say it loud on Black and Our Proud.
I'm back.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
I'm back. Get up off of that thing.
Because I'm not black. Thank God. In this country, thank
seriously.
God.
Unfortunately.
No offense to my brothers. You guys know I love you. But
you
God,
got
that
raw
is
a fucking deal.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Raw deal is the exact words I was going to use, man. Yeah, so. The Cleveland James Browns, Silence of the Rams. Those are really the only two that I have.
Silence of the Rams is kind of creepy, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's kind of what I'm going for with that one. You think that's too much?
If that's what you're going for, then no, it's not too much. If that's what you're going for, then you hit it. You hit the fucking nail on the head, bro.
All right, well, I need help on Twitter. Help me out on Twitter. It's either going to be hashtag Silence of the Rams or hashtag the Cleveland James Browns. That's how I'll know what to do. And if no one tweets it out, no hashtags, then I'll just Robin Williams myself.
Sweet.
Too soon? Not too soon, right?
No, never.
I knew I said that was going to be the last thing, but I got one more thing. I saw on Twitter the Academy, as in, the Academy of Arts of Awards for Motion Pictures and Sciences,
okay,
and the Oscars.
Yeah.
They put out a tweet of a genie looking sad, and he's hugging Aladdin.
Yes.
And the tweet was, you're free, genie. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's sweet. It seems like a nice, sweet thing. I saw it retweeted today, and I looked at the number. It was like 320,000 retweets.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people have now seen this message.
Yes.
shortly after that, I saw an article about that tweet and how that tweet is potentially dangerous because Robin Williams killed himself.
Yeah.
And they put out a thing saying, you're free. Look at, here's the stars in the background. And this is a wonderful thing now that you moved on. And now other people think, well, if it's good enough for Robin Williams. If he's free, I can be free too.
Yeah, you can be.
It can actually perpetuate fucking suicides.
Cool, I'm down.
So, I mean, well, then you should go to the Academy's Twitter and retweet, Genie, you're free.
I should.
Because that could... Someone in your timeline could see that and be like, you know what?
I should.
I'm depressed.
Hey, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the less people on the planet, the better.
Well, yeah, we actually... I kind of agree with that, you know. But did it have to be Robin Williams?
No, I mean, if I had my choice, of course not. But hey, if that's the way it's got to go, it's the way it's got
to
go.
Hey, to be perfectly honest, when was the last time you saw a Robin Williams movie? And I was like, man, that was good.
I saw, what, the... man.
Right. 1 hour photo, Insomnia, what was that, 10 years ago?
Well, no, I saw something with him on Netflix about people with like camera eyes. They can like record things and they get it all played back, and he's
one of the viewers. Like the final, I know what you're talking about. I never saw that one. Yeah, final cut?
Something like that. It's a weird movie, but he was good in it.
He is good. Yeah. Well, he's always fine. Yeah. He's Robin Williams.
Exactly.
We'll talk about him in Cinema Crespedisa.
We're not talking about movies.
No, we're not. We are gonna wrap it up and get the fuck out of here. You know what? We should do more shows without prep.
You like it? Thought it was good?
Came up with an hour and 20 minutes straight worth of stuff.
Of random banter.
Of random banter. It was a little scattershot.
Hey, well, that's what happens when you don't give us a direction there, homie.
I gave you a direction. I said, give me some stories.
I gave you some stories.
Thank you so much.
My stories are scattered, though.
No, but they were good. They were good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So this weekend we're going to do Universal Studios.
Yes, we are.
We'll talk about that at Cinema Crespedisa. So your first time getting to see all that Harry Potter shit.
And all the Simpsons stuff.
Yeah, all the Simpsons stuff. And the Transformers, right?
All of it. I haven't been to Universal in probably, 2 years, something like that.
Sweet. So we'll talk about that. Talk about Expendables 3.
We're going to go ride some movies, man.
Man, I love riding movies. I love movies so much, I'll even fucking ride them. Just think about that one for a second. Just thinking. We're thinking.
All right.
All right. So thank you very much for downloading and listening. Remember, SBK Live Local Music Showcase. $15 gets you in with a souvenir mug, all you can drink beer, and 4 bands are playing. Can I remember the bands? Groove Trunk, Paddington Ambush,
Yogurt Smoothness,
and...
Somebody in the Family Gang.
Yes, I can't pronounce that word. Yeah. The guys.
Fredo something,
exactly. Marketing, guys, marketing, all right? People can remember Jay-Z for a reason, all right? But if you're not a drinker, though, some people don't like to drink, which is perfectly understandable. $5 gets you in the door. Come hang out with us. I don't know, good chance we'll be working a merch table. One of us is going to have to work. Someone's going to sell shirts. Me. You call it? You're calling it? It's called Merch Table. Drewster Coburn's calling Merch Table.
I've done it every other time. Why not? Why not continue the tradition?
There you go. Continuing traditions. Wall Street Plaza, downtown Orlando. Come on out. August 15th, Friday, 5:30 to 10. Chill with us. And get some designated drivers. Facebook.com/CinemaCrespedisa. Twitter.com/CrespedisA. Hit me up on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo. And hit up Drew at Antihero419. Because he has a minute. You got a minute, Drew?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, after dinner and then a minute.
Sounds good to me.
All right. There, we'll got about 30 seconds left here, so just want to go ahead and wait that music out. ChrisCrespo.com. I forgot the ChrisCrespo.com. That's pretty important.
You had fun sitting there for your 30 seconds.
All right, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we'll see you soon.